How's your health, Argus?
It feels good. Feel healthy, ready to, you know, start working in and be a part of this team and be a part of this offense and contribute any way I can.
Well, as Broncos fans, of course, seeing you in the silver and black, what's it like crossing over the rivalry?
Well, it's a little different, but it feels good. You know, it's always been a great rivalry, and the Broncos has always been an organization I've respected. And, you know, to be a part of it now and have this opportunity feels good.
When did they first contact you?
A while back, and we've been talking for a while, and just been trying to make sure situation was right, and seems like a good situation, good opportunity, and I'm looking forward to it.
What have they told you about your opportunity?
It's really just, from what I understand, it's just going to be whatever I make it, and I'm just looking forward to working hard, learning as much as I can, and you know, just helping the offense.
What are your expectations?
You know, obviously to win, and you know, and to contribute, and I'm gonna come out, just work hard every day, like I said, and learn as much as I can right now. It's a new offense, a new system, new team, new city, so I'm just getting adjusted, but you know, I'm expecting to learn fast and get in there and contribute.
How's your health, Justin?
I feel good, I feel healthy.
Yeah. Were you worried about passing the physical, or was that no problem?
No, you know, I've passed other physicals for other teams, and you know, I saw the docs here before when I took my visit before, and I was confident coming in.
What's it like being a new guy?
It's a little different. You know, new faces, don't really know too many people. A few guys I'm familiar with just from being around the league a little bit, but it's good because it's a new opportunity. You know, I had 7 years in Oakland, and, you know, that chapter's done, and this is, you know, a new beginning for me, and looking forward to it.
Is this kind of a mixed bag for you, though? Because you come in, and right now you're just trying to get your feet wet and know the offense. But
right.
At the same time, there's so many guys off the field. This would be a great time for you to be out there actually taking reps. Is it kind of tough, you know, kind of being in that nether world there a little bit?
Yeah, I'm just going to take it, you know, one practice at a time, one play at a time, one meeting at a time, learn as much as I can. And, you know, I see the opportunity here, want to make the most of it. But the main thing is to learn.
You guys are pretty familiar with Lindell. Y'all both being USC guys, it's good to have a familiar face here.
Yeah, it feels good. You know, more SC guys, the better. But, you know, I'm looking forward to working with all the backs.
You good for Sunday to play in Cincinnati?
Yeah, I'm going to do whatever they ask me to do.
What were you able to do to stay in shape?
Just working out on my own. I had a scope back in March, so I was, you know, rehabbing from that, but at the same time progressing and towards game shape. So, but, you know, it's nothing like putting on the pads and actually, you know, getting into camp mode, and, you know, I'm glad I'm here.
You feel like you're in game shape now that you've been through practice? Or?
I will be when the game comes.
I know you've played here before, but do you see the altitude have any effect on you?
It's a little different. I noticed it when I was with Oakland. You know, noticed it mostly at the beginning of the game or even during warm-ups. But as you settle into the game, you know, just playing football.
You're used to a crowded backfield in Oakland. What can you do to stand out there?
Really, that's just one thing I'm looking forward to is working with the backs. I'm not here to work against anybody or, you know, there's competition and things like that. But I know the better you are as a core, you know, the better the offense is. And I've been in every position from the starter to the last guy to, you know, rotating in. And so I understand how to work with other guys and just take advantage of my opportunities.
What was this rivalry like when you were with the Raiders? How'd you view the rivalry?
I mean, it's intense. It's intense, you know, but like I said, I always had a lot of respect and, you know, admiration for this organization, the way they conduct themselves, the way they can, you know, treat their players. It's definitely first class, and I'm glad to be part of it.
Is there any animosity with the Raiders after they released you? Or?
No animosity. But, you know, obviously you want to go beat them. But it's a whole lot of other teams we have to worry about, too. So, you know, I'm just taking it day by day.
Thanks, Justin. Thanks, Justin. Teams against the Broncos in the past, that helps you get here, land here?
Well, I've noticed through experience and, you know, teams you perform well against, you know, tend to look to you when they have an opportunity. So I saw that a lot in Oakland with, you know, guys that made plays against us. We pick them up. So, you know, whatever it was that got me here, I'm just glad to be here.
Thanks, Justin.
All right, thanks, you.
Justin.